This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday said at least 36 rocket attacks hit Ukrainian targets on Saturday, wiping out power to nearly 1.5 million people. In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky said power had been restored to some areas already, but he urged Ukrainians to limit their consumption of electricity and be prepared for what he called stabilization blackouts. Zelensky also said Ukrainian forces are shooting down many of the missiles attacking various cities and regions, including Volyn, Odessa, Dnipropetrovsk, Mykolaiv, and Zaporizhia. He said 20 missiles were shot down in the first half of the day Saturday, including more than 10 Iranian drones. The U.S. and other NATO members have sent billions of dollars worth of weapons and equipment to Ukraine, but that's now presenting a dilemma for European countries facing weapons shortages as they weigh the risk that Russia could target them next. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
After 8 months of intense fighting, the Allies expect the war will continue, maybe years, with both sides rapidly using up weapons supplies. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has urged NATO members to dig deep and provide Ukraine more.
We're standing up for Ukraine's right to defend itself.
Estonian Defense Minister Hannu Pevkur.
We will stand united.
But Pevkur notes the strain on countries' own defense stockpiles comes up all the time, especially among smaller NATO countries. Estonia shares a 183-mile border with Russia, and he says the question is, how much risk are you ready to take? Still, with U.S. support, he says,
Estonia will acquire HIMARS systems that will substantially reinforce the Estonian defense forces.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians were among an estimated 80,000 people who joined in a rally Saturday in Berlin, the largest of several protests in cities around the world, showing solidarity with women-led protests in Iran. Iranians traveled to Berlin for the protests and were in other demonstrations in Sweden, Italy, France, Switzerland, and other European cities, according to photos. Protests were also reported in London, Toronto, Washington, and Los Angeles. Iran has seen 6 weeks of growing women-led protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini. She was arrested in mid-September by Iran's morality police and died in their custody 3 days later. Amini, who was 22, was arrested for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. In Iran Saturday, protests were reported in Tehran, where protesters chanted death to the dictator around Tehran's bazaar and among several other cities, including Karaj, a suburb of Tehran, and Mashhad, Iran's second most populous city. West and Central African countries are battling deadly floods that have upended lives and livelihoods, raising fears of further disruption of food supplies in many areas battling armed conflict. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
According to a new UN World Food Programme situation report, below average rainfall and devastating flooding have affected 5 million people this year in 19 countries across West and Central Africa. Experts say that it's likely to deepen the already worrisome hunger situation for millions in the region. In Nigeria, floods have killed at least 600 people and displaced 1.3 million so far this year. The situation is similar in other parts, including Cameroon, Niger and Chad, where the nation's government declared a state of emergency after floods displaced a million people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Boris Johnson returned to Britain on Saturday as he considers an audacious attempt to win a second term as prime minister, only weeks after he was forced to step down, with some colleagues warning his comeback could create more political chaos. Potential candidates to replace Prime Minister Liz Truss, who quit Thursday after 6 weeks in office, were embarking on a frantic weekend of lobbying to secure enough nominations to enter the leadership contest before Monday's deadline. Johnson, who was on holiday in the Caribbean when Truss resigned, has not commented publicly about a bid for his old job. He's received the support of dozens of conservative lawmakers, but needs to get 100 nominations to be considered. More on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.